So the way I've kind of looked at this is to compare the trials side by side. You have the Z11 and the MA20. And they both had a common arm. And the common arm was the ALND arm. I should note that, of course, the Z11 did not meet accrual, didn't even meet half of the accrual, so the numbers are quite low. The MA20 made its accrual, so the numbers are much higher. There clearly is a difference in the patient populations, clinical T1, T2, N0 in the MA and the Z11, and you had a few percent patients that had T3 disease, and you had clinical N1 patients in the MA20. Again, here is the common arm between the two trials. This one showed an equivalence. This one showed a superiority. So it makes you kind of wonder at first pass whether or not we are disadvantaging these patients compared to these patients, just as a first pass. Well, I think, before we make any sweeping conclusions,